You're listening to the Closing Market Report on a Wednesday afternoon. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason. This is Illinois Public Media. Drew Lerner is with us to discuss the weather forecast for the Midwest, the nation, and we might even take a look around the planet at some other growing regions in the Northern Hemisphere. Thanks, Drew, for being with us. Start with conditions in the Midwest. Has it been a good, normal kind of run for the beginning of the growing season?
Not really. I guess we have to define what normal is, right? But from what I've heard, there's some great crops out there in some locations. There's quite a few corn fields, though, that were negatively impacted by all the cool shots of air that we got around during the last few weeks. And a little bit of dryness that occurred in the eastern Midwest and has some of those crops areas in Indiana and Ohio a little bit off. But there's some beautiful fields out there in some areas in the western Corn Belt, and now we're, of course, dealing with some excessive rains potentially here for areas across Nebraska, eastern Nebraska, western Iowa, northwestern Missouri over the next few days. So may see some problems evolve from that. There's still some soybeans that need to be put in the ground out there. So having a lot of heavy rain in that particular area for a little while here is pushing the end of the planting season a little bit, and there may be some fields that don't get planted at the rate we're going.
It's been a persistent wet sort of spring in some areas, especially after the very first month, that April. May was relatively wet, seems to have been pretty wet here in my part of the world. How concerned do we need to get about so much moisture, for instance, in Iowa, Minnesota, Nebraska, although Minnesota, they were in really early to begin with.
That's right, and I think we do have to be a little bit concerned about it, just simply because it looks like as we go through these next few weeks, you know, the jet stream should be in a little bit more of a northerly position, which will actually perpetuate some of the wetter biases in some of those areas. So we may end up with a little bit of surplus moisture, some standing water, a little bit of local flooding maybe periodically. I don't know that it's a huge event to be concerned with, but this isn't necessarily going to be an unusually warm or hot summer. I think we're going to have temperatures that are a little bit closer to normal, so adding all that moisture out there could promote a little bit of wet weather disease issues and things like that. But for the most part, I do think that it'll be a mostly good production year. I was at a conference earlier this week, and one of the subject matters was just, do you think that there was a potential for a record corn crop or record soybeans? And the general belief was that we'll have a good year, but it's not necessarily a record. And I think that's probably a good statement to make.
I'm going to take you back to 1993. Just because I want to check. That year snuck up on people when it got really wet because we did get planted. It wasn't until June, July that they figured out, wait a second, this is a record year. Of course, that was record floods across the Mississippi. This doesn't stack up that way yet, I know.
No, the flow pattern is different from that of those years. We were in a southwest flow pattern, certainly back then, but it was a more pronounced pattern that was unlikely to change for a while. This is a pattern that will change, even though we'll still perpetuate some above average precipitation periodically. It's not going to be the training effect where we have a quasi-stationary frontal boundary lying over the same region in the western Corn Belt for weeks on end. It's not going to be like that. It'll be wetter biased, but we'll also have some drier days in there. And I just don't think that the volume of rain is going to be anywhere near what occurred in 93.
Drew Lerner is with World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City. Joins us here on Illinois Public Media. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason.